Hello, this is Roy Lilly. You know, there's a word that once was quite useful and sensible. Now it seems to me it's become the first word in the lexicon of the snake oil guru come politician. Think tanks who stop thinking use it. And it's a word that's become weaponized, sharpened to a point to make its insertion into a sentence, a paragraph, a book, a report, a policy document. Deadly. Somehow, the word has been repurposed to imply all previous work has failed, a past that's stupid, lazy or neglectful. A word that has the power to induce nystagmus in anyone in earshot. Now, I'll leave you to look that up. Maybe you know. The word has been burnished and polished in such a way as to bathe the user in a glow of superiority, to know-allness. To use the word is to claim the moral high ground. The word, reform. We hear it all the time. The NHS must be reformed. Rich or poor, granny or gangster, the NHS will scoop you up, fix you up and get you up and about the best it can, as soon as it can, no charge. Which bit of that do you want to reform? One of the problems with being around for a long time, apart from arthritis and general cussedness, is I've lost count of the number of reformists who've come into the NHS, turned it upside down, changed nothing and gone. To add to my excess irritability is no one ever learns from the past. Now we have to put up with that stupid boy who's never run a chip shop, parading about telling us the NHS needs to reform and he is the crusader who will do it. May your God help you. I've lost count of the NHS reforms. Look, here are my four L's of why, right now, reform is wrong. Number one, lucid thinking, clarity. What problem are we trying to solve? And all of them is not the right answer. Principally, the NHS is clunky and struggling with too much demand. Demand issues need long-term resolution. 60% of people turning up have lifestyle-related issues, totally outside the purview of the NHS. The biggest users of A&E are babies under 1 year old, largely because local government doesn't have enough money to run proper health visiting services. No amount of NHS reform will fix that. It's a societal issue and all about funding choices. Number two in my list of L's, leadership. The cat's cradle of number 10, Department of Health, NHS England, regional apparatchiks, newspaper headlines and MPs push and pull the NHS in different directions daily. Everyone's in charge and no one's running the show. What exactly do we want the NHS to do, apart from more for less? If the national imperative is fixing waiting lists, say so and get on with it. Targets, guidance, diversions, all the time, leadership and direction gets fudged. No amount of NHS reform will fix any of this. It's a clarity of thinking and planning and management issue. Number three, looking. Looking isn't doing. Spending time looking at the problem isn't going to fix it. The woeful state of NHS IT, data analysis, capacity and incompatibility, it's easy for me to say, incompatibility is probably the principal impediment in to improving productivity. Stop looking at it, fix it. Now, Richard Granger, Christine Connolly, Katie Davis, Tim Kelsey, Matthew Swindells, Matthew Gould, Tim Ferriss and Uncle Tom Cobley looked but couldn't fix it because none of them had the power to go out and buy something on Monday, deliver it on Tuesday, plug it in on Wednesday and have it working by the weekend. Health service IT procurement rules need changing to put the national back in the title. Simple. No NHS reform needed to fix that. It's a one-line regulatory matter. Number four, liaising with staff. understanding that staff do not work for us. The trick is working with them to find out what actually does need to be sorted out. You can walk the distance from the board to the ward 1,000 times. But if you can't influence the 5 inches between the ears of the people working at the sharp end, their thoughts, hopes, ambition, motivation and attitude, you've travelled in vain. In some parts of the NHS, workforce conditions are appalling. Rota inflexibility, 24/7 fresh meals, car parking craze, you know all that. No amount of NHS reform needed to fix any of that. Improving the way we do things is simple. For example, ward councils, pioneered by the Good Governance Institute, working right now in the fabulously well-led Peterborough the Posh Hospital where I visited last week. It's a shining example of how to make services efficient, safe and evolve into better every day. No amount of NHS reform required, thank you, just a determination to listen to the people doing the job. External pressure disguised as reform comes couched in the language of we know better, bagged up with silent criticism and delivered with all the vitality of Monday's wet washing. Reform always comes focused backwards, looking to its origins, Labour's reforms, with no thought to its impact or legacy. When reform is misused as a noun, it loses its real meaning of restoration and returning to its best. And to do that, the NHS needs investment in systems and TLC in its workforce. It does not need that word. Thanks for listening. This has been Roy Lilly, and I hope we'll speak again real soon.